here at Focus on the Family, we believe in the significance of spiritually walking together as a couple. But what if your mate isn't growing like you are? What if you're pursuing God, but your mate isn't? I'm John Fuller, joined by my Focus colleagues, Aaron and Greg Smalley. And Aaron, you've counseled a lot of couples. I'm sure this has been an issue where a spouse is longing for their mate to join them in this walk with God, but it's not happening. Mm-hmm. How do you counsel them?
Yeah, that can be really frustrating, and the spouse might feel alone in their spiritual journey, but it's recognizing there's two individuals in this marriage, and they're each going to have their own pathway towards God. And there's going to be seasons that they're super connected if they're a believer, and there's going to be seasons that they might not be. And so it's leaving room for both individuals. However, what I always say is we have so much influence. And so as you're growing and you're excited and you're feeling connected to God, gosh, share that. If they're not open to hearing about it, talk about that. Mm-hmm. Tell me what it's like for you when I come home super excited about my faith and about my connection with God and what I'm learning. And how could I share that with you? Or what are you willing to do? So be curious instead of critical. Mm-hmm. And really just try to understand, why is my spouse where they're at? What's happening? And just really, you know, seek to understand.
Mm-hmm. That's great advice. And that leads right into what we're going to hear now from Focus President Jim Daly and his guests, Matt and Lisa Jacobson. They talked about why it's your job, actually, to focus on your walk with God and not to control your spouse's.
Well, here's a great example of that, in my opinion. You have it in the two books, the companion books. But on your side, Lisa, in your book, you talked about the importance of cultivating your own faith and not owning the faith of your spouse. Mm-hmm. That is big. Now, some people may not even see it, that they're pushing their husband or pushing their wife because they want to see a little more fruit. Hmm. Let's get out there and do some spiritual exercises, because I'm not seeing the fruit I need to see in you today. So describe that calmness that comes when you concentrate on your own heart and really don't own the faith of your spouse.
Well, I think just realizing that there's so much that I can do in my walk that I don't need to spend my time, my energy worrying about his. You can pray about it. You can be an example and an encourager, but it's pointless really to try to live out faith for your spouse, whichever way it goes.
Holiness only relates to one person. Hmm. You can't be holy for somebody else. And your holiness is not predicated on the behavior of another person. Hmm. God calls you to be holy in the circumstances.
This is really so important, because it does bring calmness to your life when you don't own somebody else's activities and decisions. It can be hard in marriage because those impact you the way that they do.
Big time, yeah.
But symptomatically, if I were to try to take an assessment, well, am I doing that to my spouse? What are some of the things that give the indication that you're owning the other person's faith journey?
Well, when you're pursuing the Lord, and you take your eyes off that pursuit and you start turning your attention to the things that the Bible told the other person to do, right? God's letter, God's mail is to the other person. So this relates a lot to what you find in Ephesians chapter 5, where we're very careful to scrutinize what God tells the other spouse to do, right? As opposed to focusing on what God tells us to do.
Yeah. No, it's
and,
so
and that's really what it boils down to, is a person seeing the way another person is, and rather than praying and rather than having a heart of love and engaging with them on the level that I'm really focusing on myself and what God wants to do in me.
Yeah.
And if you don't do that and you're just trying to get the other person to change their behavior, then that's the mistake. It's trying to get the other person to live a way that you think that they are supposed to, rather than focusing how God's called you to live.
You know, and so often in this life, what the Lord is doing is sometimes 180 degrees from what we are doing as a human being, right?
I think Job thought that.
Yeah. So in that context, what's interesting, we think we're doing the right thing, or we're going to extract the right behavior by putting this pressure on. And in reality, we may be creating a detour for God working in our spouse's heart in the direction. And when you back up and back off, oftentimes you begin to see the very fruit that you were hoping to see.
Absolutely. The Holy Spirit is actually far better at his job than you are at his job, you know?
Isn't that the truth?
And so, yeah, if we just back off sometimes and let God work through our own commitment and walk with God. If we walk in holiness, it's really hard to have an argument with a humble person.
Right? Yeah, no kidding.
You know? So if we really are focusing on how God's called us to walk in holiness, that has a tremendous impact on our spouse.
Well, Greg, this takes a lot of maturity to focus on me and my walk with God instead of fixating or trying to change my spouse. For that person that wants to stay committed to God, what are some practices that they can do themselves to really keep focused on Him and not this perceived problem of my mate?
Yeah, and I think it has to begin with support, community, making sure you have others around you. There's nothing like building a strong community. So maybe that's making sure that you're not just going to church, but you're involved in church, that you have Bible study groups or the small, you know, group experiences, you know, you're finding a mentor. I mean, any way to have others involved just to really to encourage you. And again, maybe it goes without saying, but I'll say it. Make sure that those are same-sex friendships and relationships. You know, I think beyond then community, it's making sure that you're really plugged in to the Lord through your devotion time, you're reading the Bible, you're having good prayer time. You know, for me, just having praise and worship music on, there's a way in which that just helps me really to worship God. I'm thinking about Him as I'm listening to that praise and worship music. And then I would say making sure that you're resting and really observing that Sabbath and having some time to recharge and making sure that you have something then to give back to your marriage and to your other relationships. Yeah. I think all of that. But again, hear me, especially building that strong community is such an important part of our individual journeys.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice. And the books that Jim mentioned at the beginning of the clip we heard are two companion books that we've put together as a bundle, Loving Your Husband Well and Loving Your Wife Well, the bundle by Matt and Lisa Jacobson. We're going to send those to you when you make a donation of any amount to the work of Focus on the Family. Support this show and all the things that Greg and Aaron are doing, their team putting together so many resources to help you as a couple and to help families and couples worldwide. Donate today, a gift of any amount, either monthly or a one-time gift, and we'll send that bundle to you. The details are in the show notes, and we also have an article that we're linking over to in the show notes. It's called Improve Your Marriage Through Thankfulness. And if you're struggling to see the best in your spouse, this is going to, I think, give you some encouragement to look for and celebrate those things that you're thankful for in your mate. The details are in the show notes. Well, next time we'll hear more from the Jacobsons about looking for the positive in your mate. And for now, on behalf of Greg and Aaron Smalley and our entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.
Is your marriage holding on by a thread? For deep hurt, you need deep healing that only comes from the Lord. And you'll find it at a Focus on the Family Hope Restored Intensive in Michigan. Our licensed Christian counselors will help you and your spouse get to the root of your issues in just 3 to 5 days. And it works. 80% of the couples are still married 2 years after attending. Learn more at HopeRestored.com and talk with a trusted advisor. That's HopeRestored.com.